Okay, let's start with working out pshat in the Gemara. Before we go to Reb Chaim's Lomdis, let's just work on figuring out the Gemara's kasha and teretz. The Gemara in the bottom of Lama Gimel Lama Beis is the kasha. Now, when you and I learned this Gemara, before we learned Tosfos, it was easy. The Gemara is saying that this kfeila doesn't exist. And since the kfeila doesn't exist, so how are you going to be makna davar shelo ba'olam? How does it work? Tosfos says pshat in the kasha as follows. Tosfos says, V'yeshloimer da hamaksha sava, Tosfos kagayin, said pshat in the Gemara's kasha, V'yeshloimer da hamaksha sava, the b'shas mashicha hikna lai hapara liknais hakeifel. The maksha understood that he's not just selling him keifel without being tied to anything that exists. The Maksha was asking that he's selling him the para liknais hakeifel, that there's some part chelik in the para for the keifel that he's selling him. Which means what? Which means that the Maksha, when he asked the kasha, knew. There's no havamin, he's just selling him the keifel. Keifel doesn't exist. The havamin was, he's selling him the para likeifel, like deka liperis. He's selling him para lekefil. He's selling him the para for the kefil. And afal pikein, the Gemara has a kasha on that. You follow what's going on here, pshat wise? Tosfos, according to Tosfos, at the time of maskif, we knew it's a dekala peirisov case, or para lekefila case. And the Gemara asks, maskif lor rabba chamein, ad makna davar shelo ba'olam. What's pshat in the kasha? If it's talking para l'kfeila, so what's the kasha ha'ina da makna davar shelo ba'olam? What do you mean? I thought we're talking here, the maksha understood. He's selling him the para for the kefil. That's ba'olam. So what's the Gemara's kasha ha'ina da makna davar shelo ba'olam? You follow, you can sell three ways. You can sell peiros dekel, which is definitely lo ba'olam. In the other extreme, you could sell the dekel itself. In between, you could sell dekel lipeirisov, which is what we discussed last week. You could sell the dekel for the peiris, or you could sell the para for its kefil. Para l'kfeila. You sell the para for its kefil. Tosfos is learning that the maksha knew that it can't be you're just selling kefil. You can't sell kefil. The maksha knew it's levalai. It's a case of peiris. Of para likfela, I'm selling you a chelik in the para for the kefil, and afal pikein the Gemara asks is davar shelo ba'olam. So what's pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So Reb Chaim says pshat in Tosfos. This is pshat. Reb Chaim says pshat in Tosfos is that the maskif law is asking mekayach. The Gemara in Gittin asks an ibaya. The Gemara in Gittin has a tzad. That you can't sell an evet for its knas or a para for its kefel. Like the Gemara there has it as an ibaya, whether you could sell a para for its kefel. So our Gemara's kasha is asking on that side that the Gemara says you can't sell a para for its kefel. So our Gemara is asking, who says you could sell a para for its kefel? Can't do such a thing. That's how Reb Chaim learns the Gemara's kasha, according to Tosfos. So v'heino the makna davar shelo ba'olam, even though you're going to be a lamdin, and you're going to tell me, I'm selling the person the para for its kefil, there's no such thing, the makshin says. Who says it works? Now fit into the words of the Gemara. V'heino the makna davar shelo ba'olam, even according to Reb Meir, which case do Reb Meir and the Chachamim argue? Which case do Reb Meir and the Chachamim argue? They argue in a regular case of Peiros Dekel. the hardest case to do a kidney. Peres death, all right? In the case of where I'm just selling you the kefil straight out, without anything with it. Remain the chachamim only argue where I'm selling you just the kefil, or just the peres. So what's this Gemara saying, afilu remei? According to Taisvis, the Gemara already knew that we're talking in a case where I'm selling you the para for its kefil. So why are you saying afilu remei? Why does it have to remei? The lashon that we ask that remei is shver. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes that according to the way Taisvis learned the Gemara, afilu remei is lav dafka. His lashon is laravcha demilsa. It says, even like Remeya, there's really no difference between Remeya and the Chacham. And the Lashon, Afil Remeya, is L'Ravcha de Milsa, even like Remeya, who in some cases is more Mekel, and even like in Paris, Dekal Avidi Dasi, but not here. So the Gemara is, Kasha, according to what Taisis is learning, is very different than the way you learned the Gemara before Taisis. And if you're like most people, I don't know if you picked up when you learned Taisvis that the whole Gemara changes. Again, there are three levels of selling the kefil, or the peiris. One level is the worst level. You just say, I'm selling you the peiris, period. I'm just selling you the kefil, period. The second level is, I sell you dekel for peirisav, or I sell you para for kefil. And the third level is that I sell you the whole para, the whole dekel. Now, if you learned this Gemara without Taisvis, you understood that the Gemara and the Havamina is going on the lowest level. Havamina is, I'm just selling the kefil. So it's easy. You know something? If I was giving a Daf Yomi Shir, I would learn the Gemara that way. It's a much easier way to learn the Gemara. The Havamina was, I'm just selling the kefila without any part of the para. So Gemara says you can't do that. That's the Gemara's kasha, easy way to learn. Taisus learns that's a doichik to say the Gemara had a havamina, you could just sell kefil straight out. Taisus said, well, which kinyan are you going to be maknish straight kefil? How do you sell kefil? So Taisus is learning that the Gemara in the kasha already assumed that you're selling para l'kfeil. The second case, not the worst case. The worst case, the Gemara never went into. The Gemara and the Kasha already knew that we're talking about the second case of Para L'Kfeila. And Memela, the Gemara asked the Kasha, even Para L'Kfeila, even when I'm selling you the Para for its Kefil, it's right to the same problem. If I'm selling you Para L'Kfeila, then it's right to Adav Shloi Bala Ailam, how could you sell it? Paralik feila, it's an ibayin gittin if it works, so how could you never unfair here? Pasha said it does work. The Gemara's havamina is very different, according to Taisvis, than according to the way we would learn Pasha Pshat. Okay, there are those who learn that way. The Ritva seems to learn the way I'm saying we would learn Pasha Pshat. But the way Taisvis learns, the havamina, the Gemara, is very different. We'll call it stage one of Dovah Shloi Balaylam. I'm selling kefil. Stage two is when I sell para l'kfeila. The way you would learn Pashit, we'll call it the Ritva, is that the Gemara held it was stage one. Tais says, no, the Gemara never had such a ridiculous Havamina that you're selling stam kfeila. The Havamina was that I'm selling the para l'kfeila. That's how Tais learns the Gemara's Kasha. And with Rabbi Kivege, you have to be matchik, afil l'remeya, is l'mafcha de milsa. That's the Gemara's cash.
Why can't it be just like Taisus says, that even Dekel of Yerosav, that the Gemara is still asking, that's not Abidu Dasa?
Machinami, but that means... Because without Reb Chaim and everybody, I would have thought the Havamina is he's selling straight kefela, without Dekel Peraisav, just selling straight kefela, and then the Gemara's kasha is easy, right? Now the Gemara's kasha was it should be like Dekel Peraisav, right? Yeah. Now what's our case? It's not a tree; it's a case of a behema l'kefela. Yeah. Behema l'kefela, the Gemara Gittin Membeis has an ibaya, By Evid Shemachir Rabbi Leknas, if Behem Lekfela works. Right? It's an Ibaya in Gittin Membeis, which Gemara does not push it. If you can sell a Parah Lekfela like Dekala Peraisa. So Rav Chaim just has to add this Knech that we're asking because of, since it's an Ibaya there in Gittin, as a tzad it doesn't work. So that's why Agamar is asking this kasha, because of the tzad that it doesn't work.
Just say that,
you know, the makhidah
that it's over here, it's not a
vidud asa. Just say pashit, that really, paris ledeke, parlik is like dekala peraisav. And it does work. Tosis kasha is that it's like avida da'asi.
Right, so you then point to a mayor who
normally holds
the
makadosh of Adam,
but here it's
not avida
da'asi.
The question, the way Reb Chaim's learning this Gemara Shail is on that one side of the Ibaya and Gittin. The way you're phrasing the question, it's better. The way you're phrasing the question, it doesn't matter what you hold there. Even if you hold there, it does work. Even if you hold there, it does work. No, but if you hold there, it does work, then it's obviously considered avida da'asi. Right? Because the Gemara Gittin has one side that parlik fela works. So if parlik fela works, that's what bothered Reb Chaim. The Gemara there has its side, parlik fela works. So that means either avida da'asi doesn't matter, or it is avida da'asi, one way or the other. But the Gemara's its side, it works. So on that Gemara side, it works. What's this Gemara Zibaya? So Tais is saying, this Gemara, so Chaim is saying, this Gemara Zibaya is like the other side of Yana Gemara. But you're right, the Pshat Nikash is the way you're saying. Okay. Yeah, we're going into, of course we're going into Tais's Teretz. Explain the Gemara with Tais's Teretz.
No, I understand. I'm saying
it's
not
Rabbi
Tais's.
Tais's
in Second Teretz.
Of course. Tais's in Second Teretz says, Hacha Parachim Titzolai Mebebech Machai Rabbi. He's explaining it according, it's a long explanation, according to Tosis. Like one sad. You're right, Reb Chaim only says it because he makes his whole cheshbon comparing it to the two pshat, the one to the other. What we're trying to get to is the next line in the Gemara, how Tosis learned and how, we'll call it the Ritva, how the Ritva learned. Let's see the Gemara. So Gemara in the bottom of the Yomid asked, Aval hocha mi'emed ha-migdavav, and tim salai mi'emed ha-migdavav, mi'emed ha-ganvav, mi'emed ha-ganvav, mi'emed ha-misham del mi'emed ha-miftar. Ever the Gemara. Omer Rava, nasa ka'im alay shektigna v'titza v'tashlimeini, harei parasi kenu yalacha me'achshav. What's the Teretz? What's Rava's Teretz? Omer Rava, no, we're not talking like you thought, that's the Dovah Shalav Ha'ilam. No, he's telling him, Hari Panasi Kinui Lecha Me'achshav. What does it mean, Hari Panasi Kinui Lecha Me'achshav? What does it mean? It means the whole para, the entire para, everything. Right? That's what Gemara asks from Gizas of Lades. Everything, not para likfela. The Gemara's teretz is that you're being mocked at the entire para. Right? Tosis, you have to learn that way. Now, if you look in Tosis, the bottom line of Tosis, Umishani, the last three lines, Umishani, Nasa ke'oim alai, l'shekting l'vtashlimeni, hari parasi k'nu l'cha me'ashav, sh'guf ha'pora machalai, t'ashta ha'kefo shalai me'mail. Tosis is learning into the Gemara's teretz, that the Gemara is answering, the maskana is, you own the para mamish. Sh'l'chair is pash p'shat in the Gemara, right? So the Gemara says, "I. What about Gizis of Vladis?" And the Gemara answers, "Chus b'Gizis of Vladis." But in the Teretz, in the Maskana, who owns the para? Who owns the para? The Shimer, right? Now this is the way Tosis learned the Gemara's Kasha and the Gemara's Teretz. The Ritva could learn the Teretz the same way. Kasha was, it's totally like Bala Olam. Teretz says, no, he's makdet him the para. The problem in the sugya is the Rambam. The Rambam says that in our Gemara's case, Again, you have the Baal HaPara, and you have the Shomer, and the God have stolen it. And the Shomer paid. And now they catch the Ganav. So now they're returning this para. Who gets the physical para? Who gets the para when it's given back? According to everybody. After the Gemara's Teretz, who should get it?
Shomer should get it.
No? Okay, after the Gemara's Teretz, who should get the actual animal? The Shomer should get the animal, right? Because the Shomer, he owned the animal. The Gemara wanted to say, she could give herself of Lodisel. So he owned the animal. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says that the original Baal gets the para. He's got to give the money back to the Shomer. The Shomer is going to get kefil. He's going to get double. Because he's going to get his money back plus the kefil. But who gets the physical para? Let's say they're fighting over the para. The Shomer says, it's a good para, I want it. And the Baal HaBos says, no. I have a relationship with this para already. I'm used to it. I worked with it many years. I want to have it. So who gets the guf ha-para? Now, when you and I learned the Gemara's Teretz, we understand that the Shomer gets it, like Tosfos says. That the guf ha-para machaloi. The guf ha-para belongs to him. And yet, for some reason, the Rambam says, no, the guf ha-para goes back to the original owner, and the money goes to the Shomer. The Shomer gets double the money. What? He's giving back the original animal plus kefil, plus he's paying back a second. What? No, the ganav? No, the ganav pays. No, the ganav doesn't pay three. No, the ganav gives back the animal plus one more time. Kefil means a second. It doesn't mean twice, two more. No. Let's say the share is worth $1,000. The Shomer gave $1,000 to the Bailam. Right? So Bailam is sitting on $1,000. Now the share, the rabbi says, goes back to the Bailam. The Bailam returned $1,000 to the Shomer, so he gets $1,000 as his refund. And then the kefil, the extra $1,000, he also gets. That's how the Rambam says it works. What? Nafkamina is not a dollars, it's not a nafkamina. It's just a nafkamina if you want the para. Sometimes a person wants the para, not the $1,000. Who has a right to that para? Let's say the Shomer says, I want the para. I don't want to sell it for $1,000. I want to give it to the Baal. The Rambam says, no. The original Baal gets the guf ha-para. He has to refund the money that he got paid for it. But the original Baalim get the guf ha-para.
Now, one
second, I'm going to get to that. One second, good. So the kasha that everyone jumps on the Rambam, and then Shulchan Aruch, I believe, brings the Rambam's Lashon also. And they all jump on it. Why? Why should the Guf HaPara go back to the original owner? The whole chiddush of this sugya is that at the time he originally did a Mashicha on the Para, there was a conditional thing that if it gets stolen and I pay, it's my para. That's why it's not a davar shel balaylam, it's my para. So what's going on here? Why does the para, so the shachis is kasha? There in Simin Resh Sadekei, shachis of Kot Yud Aleph. And the shach is very bothered by the kasha, because he learned the Gemara the way we learned the Gemara, that in the Teretz, the Shomer owns the Guf HaPara. So he's bothered by this kasha. Why should it be? And I kidei kach, he's matchik in the Rambam to say that the Rambam never meant it. The Rambam never meant that the para goes back to the original owner. The para taka goes to the Shomer. The Rambam only meant for one specific case. What's that case? In a case where the Shomer promised to pay, the Shomer told the Bailam, I'm going to pay you. But he didn't get around to paying yet. He's still kind of the kefil. In that case, the Guf HaPara goes to the Bailam. Because since the Bailin Lamaisa were never paid yet, so in that case is the case that the Rambam meant that that it goes back, because since he wasn't paid, so he's chayv to give him the Guf HaParo. What? Why? If that's true, then we're going to have to see it inside. We have to see if that's true. But what? Pashtus is not much. So, which we're going to see in the next Gemara. Loi shilam shilam mamish, alakim mishalim, areini mishalim. That's the next line in the Gemara.
Oh, it's a
machlaikis thing, maybe. Shas is the other way. So the Shach is learning into the Rambam, I suppose. But anyway, the Shach is bothered by this kashi, he's matchik into the Rambam, that the Rambam never meant it, but it doesn't fit into the Rambam. It doesn't shtim with the Lashon HaRambam. So therefore, Reb Chaim comes along. Now Reb Chaim is a little more complicated than this, but first we'll take the piece of Reb Chaim that fits into the sugya. If we have time later, we'll look back at the complicated part of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that the Rambam learned the Gemara that even in the Teretz, even in the Gemara's Teretz, you don't, it's not pshat you own the Guf HaParo. Tosis Taka learned that the Teretz is you own the Guf HaParo. The Rambam learns, no. The Havamina was that it's just selling just the Kefil. And the Gemara's Teretz is that he's selling him para likfela. He's selling him the para for its kefil, at least after chutz mekizus seva v'ladeseh, that's what it means. That he's not giving him the total para. He's giving him the para likfela. Chutz mekizus seva v'ladeseh means he's giving him para likfela. Which, if you sum up, if you follow, what comes out is like this. We said there are three stages of selling kefil. Either you could just sell the kefil, or you could sell para likfela, or you could sell the whole para. Right? We said there are three ways of doing it. According to Taisvis, the Havamina was the second stage, that it's para likfela. The Maskad is he's selling the para itself. According to the Rambam, the way Reb Chaim explains, the Havamina was the first stage, that you're just selling just the kefil. And the Gemara's Teretz is para likfela, that you're selling the para for its kefil. What Tosfos learns was the Gemara's Havamina, the Reb Chaim says the Rambam learns is the Gemara's Maskana. That even in the Maskana, you're not selling him the whole para. You're selling him para likfela, like Deka Lepeiraisav. So that in the end of this Gemara, we have now a Machlaikis, the Rambam and Tosfos. Tisus learns in the Maskana, you're giving him the whole para, but he owns the Guf HaParah totally. The Rambam learns he doesn't own the Guf HaParah. He only has a kinyan in the para for the kefil. Since he doesn't own the Guf HaParah, now it makes sense. He doesn't get the animal back. The animal goes to the original owner, because he never sold him the whole para. So it turns out, Dr. Chaim, in the Maskanas HaGemara, we have two ways to learn. Who gets the Guf HaParah? Tosfos learns, and when we learn the whole Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, we're going to learn two ways. This carries through. Tosfos holds in the Maskana, the Shomer owns the Guf HaParah. Guf HaParah Machalai. And the Rambam holds, no, he doesn't sell him Guf HaParah. He only sells him the kefil of the para. Para likfela, like Deka Lepei Raisav. That's all he's selling him. Is para likfela in the maskana. This is the machlaikis. This is the way Reb Chaim learns up this Gemara. That there are two ways to learn the Gemara. The Rambam and Ritva's mahalach. Tosfos is mahalach. What we're going to call Pasha Pshat, that he owns the Guf HaParah Mamish, is only Tosfos' Shita. The Rambam Shita is that you only own the para for its kefil, and you don't own the para itself, mamish, the whole Guf HaParah. That's, again, pshat in the Gemara, the two mahalchim, the two tracks, pshat in this Gemara. Now, this is all the way Reb Chaim learns, which means according to Reb Chaim, we're going to have to carry on throughout the sugya with two ways. Does the Shema own the whole para, or he doesn't own the whole para? There's another way to learn the Rambam. Nothing to do with Reb Chaim. Going back to the original kasha on the Rambam, the Shach's kasha. Why does the Rambam say that the Guf HaPara goes back to the original owner? Why does the Rambam say that the Guf HaPara goes back to the original owner? The Para belongs to the Shomer. The Nesivis, there in Reish Side of the case, if cut in Dalit, says beautiful Mahalach in the Rambam. He says, the Rambam learned like Tosfos. Learned the whole Gemara like Tosfos. But look back in Tosfos' V'yesh Leimar. Tosfos in the V'yesh Leimar said, the Inami, Hacha Parich Imtim Tzalayim Be'evet Shemachra L'knas D'Laimahani. Tosfos said, this whole Gemara is going like one side of the Gemara in Gittin. This whole sugya is going like the tzad of the Gemara in Gittin that says that Parah L'Kfeila doesn't work. Eved L'Knas and Parah L'Kfeila don't work. So if you're going to say it doesn't work, on the Gemara, yes, how does it work? And for the Gemara, you gave him the Parah. This whole Gemara is only going like one side of the Gemara in Gittin. La Halacha, we paskin, Misveika, it's Taka Misveika. But we paskin, not like that side of the Gemara. We would paskin that he's kind of it. Even Paralik Fela, he could also be kind. Tosis whole fart, this whole Gemara is going on one side of Ibaya. Hey Yais, the Rambam says La Halacha, we don't paskin like that side of Ibaya. So we don't paskin like this sugya. We don't paskin like this whole Gemara. And the Mela, pshat the Gemara, the Rambam learned exactly like Tosfos. And we're going to learn the Gemara, we're going to learn it exactly like Tosfos. But it's not La Halacha. Because Tosfos said that this whole Gemara is only going on one side of Yena Gemara. And now it still gets complicated how it works out, like both Sadadim, which I'm going to lose you if I try to make the Cheshbin. But the Nekuda is that this Gemara is the Shalai Alibi the Helchasa. Because Tosfos said that this Gemara is only going on one side of that Ibaya. And Mela, it's not Ladina. Ladina, the Rambam Pasuk is like the other side of Ibaya. And the Mursa could say that the Mursa is the original Bailam. He could say it's my Para, not like the Maskana of this Gemara. So this is the Nesivis' way to answer the Shvera Rambam, which is much more glat pashtus than Reb Chaim, making a whole two pshat to be the Gemara. Reb Chaim has other reasons that are machrichim, but as far as our sugya is concerned, Nesivis' way is much more glat. What's the Nesivis doing? He's saying that everyone learns the Gemara the same way, but it's not a liba de hilchasa. A liba de hilchasa, the Marikama, the original owner of the Parah, could say that that I hold like the other tzad of the Ibaya. And I was never makdeh to you, the Guf HaPara. So this is how, this is the second Mahalach. We have Reb Chaim's Mahalach, Nesivis' Mahalach. And you better watch out, because even if you do or don't have a clarkite in how the Cheshbon works in the Gemara, you must know that when we finish everything, there are two ways to learn. Either the Shomer owns the whole Para. When I say the whole Para, of course, Chutz Mekiz Yisev Lo Deisev, but he owns the body of the Para, or he doesn't own the body of the Para. There are two ways to learn the Gemara, which are going to carry into the whole sugya.
Comparing the Dekel Peres, though, the Dekel Peres doesn't get the whole
Dekel,
or
he
gets the Peres anyway?
By Dekel Peres, he only gets the Peres, but not the Guf HaDekel. So what we gain is, if you compare it to that, it's Parah L'Kfeila. So then the Rambam is good. Even the Maskana, it's only Parah L'Kfeila, then the Rambam is good. You don't get. So the question is, how do we learn that the Rambam Maskonas Parah Lekfeila? It's either like Reb Chaim by saying it's the Maskonas HaGemara, or else like Nesivis by saying it's only the Havamina. But La Halacha we pass like the Havamina, like Manalak Maskonas. There's like two ways of ending up that it's Parah Lekfeila. But either way, the Rambam Ladina holds that it's only Parah Lekfeila. It's not that you're makna the whole Parah. From now on. From now on, you mean? After the Ganav returns it.
Because the Gemara is referring to before the whole thing happened. Now it's
showing me. I want to get to that. Because the Magen Mishnah and the Rambam talks about that. And he says there will be a chilik, the two ways to learn. But one second. I'll get to it. There's one more nekuda, and that is just to look back at the first kasha of this Taisus, Kagayin. How did Taisus start? Taisus started, I'm selling you Kfeila for Taisus and Taimar. Hacha filo yavi didasi heichich na kefil. V'moysha shilem haloi moysa nekainais. Taisus kasha is. Even is yavi didasi. How are you kind of kefil? You gave him cash for kefil? How does it work? Mois einam kainais. You can't be kind of the para, even the para for the kefil, you can't be kind of with kinyan mois. So memela, Taisus hears his kasha, and Taisus comes to his pshat. Pnei Yeshua asks on Taisus. This is especially for those of you who learned Perek Hazav. Minat Torah, Mois are kind of a tafla, right? Machlekes Rech Mishlakish, but Lamaisa Lahalacha, we pass in that Minat Torah, you can be kind of a tafla with Mois. Why would the Rabbanim mafkia that? Why did Rabbanim say Mois are not kind of a tafla? If I give you cash for your car, so I'm not kind of the car yet. Why not? It's a Gezerah of Hashem Shinam, right? Huh? You get that far? You should know anyway. You should know why Kesna Kaina. Shema Yaimru Nisrafu Chitecha Ba'aliyah. Which means that if, let's say I have Chitim and you give me cash for it. It's your Chitim in my house. So if there'll be a fire, I'm not going to go try to save it. It's not mine, it's yours. So Chazal said it's not a good idea that Kesna should be Kaina. Metaltalim, when the metaltalim are still in the hands of the meicher, because it's going to cause problems. Shamiyaymru nisafru chitecha ba'aliyah, there'll be a fire, he won't help save it, there'll be a ganav, he won't protect it. So Chazal said that kesef is not kaina, metaltalim, and you have to do what? Kaina metaltalim with mashicha, hagbah, whatever it might be. What happens if I have a case where it's not shayach the reason of Shema Yaimru Nisrafu Chitecha Ba'aliyah? Let's say I would have a case where it's not shayach the whole Hechetimtza. Let's say I could dream up such a case. Chazal said a light plug, Kesef is not kaina, period, because it is Gezeira. Or did Chazal say only where we're afraid, Shema Yisrafu Chitecha Ba'aliyah, then Kesef is not kaina, but otherwise it is kaina? Two ways to learn. What was Chazal's takan? So there's a Gemara Mem Tesam in Beis. Gemara Mem Tesam in Beis has a case. Kagon Shahaisa Aliyah Shalaykeach Muskeres Biyat HaMeicher. What's the case? I'm a tenant by you. And I rented your upstairs apartment. Now, in the apartment, you have your refrigerator. Right? It's the landlord's refrigerator, it's in my apartment. I like the refrigerator. I tell the landlord, you know, I want to buy it from you. Right now, it's your refrigerator, I want to buy it from you. Whatever reason, I plan to move, I want to take it with me. So I tell the landlord, here's money, I want to buy the refrigerator. Is Kesef Kainan? I gave the money, later the landlord changes his mind. Is Kesef Kainan? So that depends on what we're clearing. If it's a light plug, kesef is not kind of metal to limb. So kesef is not kind of the refrigerator. because kesef is not kind of a tefillin. However, if you learn it's not a light plug, it depends if it's shayach a gezeira of yisrof chitecha baliyah. Then in this case, is it shayach? No. The refrigerator is in my rented apartment anyway. I'll protect it. There's a fire, I'm here. It's a myrishus. It's where I live. So then it's not shayach. Then kesef should be kind if it's not shayach. And the Gemara there says, klar, that kagon shayisa aliyah shalokeach muskeres biyad ha-meicher, that the attic of the buyer was being rented from the seller. Tama maitkin rabbana mashicha. Why did rabbanan say kesef is not kaini yidni mashicha? Gezeira shema yaymer lain nisifuchi techa ba'aliyah. Hacha b'shus delekeach ninu. Enough la deleka ba'aynis yutarach ha-maisilei. The Gemara says klar that there's no gezeira of nisifuchi techa ba'aliyah in a case where there's no where the reason doesn't apply. So we have here a chiddush. Yeah? There are cases where kesef is kaina by metaltalim. There are cases where kesef is kaina by metaltalim. If you come up with a case of metaltalim where there's no gezeira, that doesn't make sense, nisruchi techa baliyah, kesef is kaina. That's what we're saying. What?
Why is it kaina?
A seicher cannot be kaina from the masker. It can only be kaina from somebody else. It's machlekes rishonim. Why? Taisa Shita was because it has to come into his Rishos. So it was in Rishos already from the Yad HaMeicher. Whatever the reason, Seichel can only be kind of from other people. It can't be kind of from the mask. The King of Hearts. Zok to Pnei Yeshua, if we're going to say like this, that Kesef is kind of, where it's not Shaykh, Shema Yavrin, Yisrochi, Techab Aliyah. Abazai, Taisa's whole Kasha falls off. Taisa's kasha falls off. What's our case? What are you buying? You're buying the kefil. You go over to the owner of a para, and you take the fishmira, and it got stolen from you. And now you're going giving him cash. You're saying, I'm giving you money, and with this I'm going to buy the kefil. What's the problem? Mois can be kaina. There's no disruchi techa baliyah. The seller doesn't have the animal. The animal is in the hands of the ganav now. There's no gezeira shabi yaymerus nisufuchi techa baliyah. So Tosis, when Tosis began with the kasha, that moi seinam kainai sakta pnei Yeshua, the kasha meikar alessa, the kasha doesn't start because in this case kesef taka is kaina, and therefore the whole cheshbon of Tosis that it doesn't work is not true. Now, if we take the Pnei Yeshua, so here's a kasha on Tosfos. If we want to go and answer the Rambam, if we want to go and explain to Rambam how we learned the Gemara, not like Tosfos, now we can learn very Geshmak. Gemara in the Hava Amina held that you're kaina by giving him the cash, because mice is kaina. And the Gemara in the Hava Amina didn't hold you being kaina the para for its kefil. The Rambam learns the Gemara like the Pnei Yeshua learned. That it's a giving cash, and it's a kinyan with cash. In fact, the Gemara, but fart, the kefil is loyba la'ilam, it's a davish loyba la'ilam. Even though you can be kind of metatlam with cash, but you can't be kind of davish loyba la'ilam. So if it's the Gemara, it's de nachinami, it's paralik feila. What we gain with the way the Pnei Yeshua's kasha is Havana of the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina, the whole Taisus Kasha didn't begin. The whole Taisus Cheshman didn't start. The whole Taisus is Gebait. That Hamaksha Sava, the Bishas Mashicha, Hikna Laya Parah, Laknesa Kefil, that's Taisus Shita, which we have a Kasha on. Why Taisus holds that way? But why is the Rambam Meshuvit to it? The Rambam doesn't have to learn the Havamina that way. Because the Rambam could learn that Mois Taka Kaida Kfela. And as Kenya Mois, it could work. So the Gemara, yes, the Davish Loi Balayalam, and for the Gemara, it's like Dekal Pei Reis. And then the whole Rambam is not Shver. The whole Shaka Vatari is very Gishma. What about the Kasha? Well, Taisus Kasha is Gebait on the first Kasha. Because Taisus learned to have a mean as dekalapei raisav, so we asked from the Gemara and Gid. What? Yeah. Gemara from Bava Basra? The Lashon of the Gemara. Because Shashilim Kavar Nignava, the Lashon of Miyema Dim Nignava, not the Nignava. I'm not sure. I think, if I'm not mistaken, the in the Shita he brings that there are those who had a Gersa Nignava. And certainly somebody brings that those who had a Gersa Nignava, one of the Rishayim. And it could be. It wouldn't be enough of a Kasha to. Akaparim, these are three mahalchim in the Rambam. Reb Chaim's mahalach, or Sivis's mahalach, or the mahalach lefi apnei Yeshua. Either way, Pshat is always more complicated. You have to sit down and make sure you follow the Shekel v'Tari of the Gemara, that it's just one kasha and one teretz, and be able to understand Pshat. This is all Pshat. In Lamdis, Reb Chaim says something more, which I brought the Lashon Reb Chaim because, and this is Reb Ruvain also is working with. And that is a kler in Taich Deka Lepei Raisa. Now, it's the same kler. Reb Ruvain says by Deka Lepei Raisa, Reb Chaim says by Parah Lekfela. What is the Taich that I'm selling you, Parah Lekfela? How do you understand? Let's talk about Dekala Peraisav. It's easier. Parlok Fela gets into all the problems that we talked about. Let's talk about a regular case of Dekala Peraisav. I'm coming to you. You want to buy, I'm a farmer, and you want to buy the Peris of the Deka, which is a common thing. In the Gemara, you know, you might think who's going to buy Peris Deka. The truth is, that's the way farmers always worked. Right? A farmer had to get his money up front. So a farmer always sold. Tried to sell to get his money up front, to get the money for the payers so that he could live a whole winter. So he's selling to somebody, he goes over to him, he says, I know I can't sell payers dekels, let's do dekel a payraisav. So I sell, I'm the farmer, and I sell the lekeach dekel a payraisav. What does he own there? How do you understand dekel a payraisav? What does he own? How do you understand that?
And the fruits that grow that year.
But before the fruits came about, what does he own right now? Is that something? Is that it has to be bala oilam, right? The whole chap of Dekel Peraisav is that he owns something. So you say he owns the tree. He doesn't own the tree totally. So you say he's a partner in the tree. That's the way we would learn. He's a partner in the tree. When the peiros grow, whose tree are they growing from? Growing from his tree. Why the peiros is? Because they're growing from his tree. No? That's the way you would learn. Let me ask you a question. Let's say this man would die before the peiros grow. And he has two children, a bechar and a pashut. Would the bechar get two chalakim in this tree? Huh? Somebody would get. Why not? He owns a partnership in the tree. If I own a percentage in a company, even if I own 1%, if a person dies, his yarshim split the 1%. So if a man owns dekala peyraisav and he dies, right, the bechor will get. Why not? Right? What Chaim says, there's a second way to learn dekala peyraisav. This is what's a little complicated. Reb Chaim learns that you can learn Dekala Peraisav or Behema Lekfela, all these cases, that he doesn't mamish own the tree. It's a kinyan in the tree for the Peris. Which means what? We'll have to talk about it 1 second. He says you're doing a kinyan in the tree for the Peris. You don't own the tree. You know whose tree is growing the peiros? Yenna's tree. He just has a shibud that once the peiros grow, he has to give it to me. Follow? He has a shibud, once the peiros grow, he has to give it to me. No, the halacha is, if a man dies and somebody owes him money, the Bechor doesn't get double. We had that once. Ein Bechor Neitel Pishnayim Baroy. A Bechor only gets double in real estate, in merchandise, in cash. In Chayvais, a Bechor doesn't get double. If someone lent $1 million to somebody and he dies, so the Bechor is out of luck. Right? The Bechor is out of luck. If someone owes the money, the Bechor gets an equal chelik. He doesn't get a double chelik. The Eina Bechor Noitel Pishnayim Baroi Kibbe. He only gets what you have and not in Roy. If you learn Reb Chaim's second way, this money is just Roy, the Paris. The father doesn't own the Dekel. He has a kinyan in the Dekel for the Paris. What he owns are the Paris that are not yet here. Making a kinyan in the Dekel is a way to own the Paris despite the fact that Loi Balan. But it's not yet here. It's only Roy. It's going to come later. Now these are Reb Chaim's two ways.
How do you
say this is what I was going to ask you. The second way, I have a hard time understanding. Sai Reb Chaim talks about it, very bekitzer. And Sai Reb Ruvein talks about it a little more arichos. And it's hard to understand. The Lashon of Reb Chaim, the first way is easy. Now again, Reb Chaim is talking now about the Eved for its Knas, or the Parah for its Kefal. The first way to learn is, Ha'eved v'ha'behema k'nuyim lai, v'iyu gufei ha'vabaylam shel ha'knas. That when you buy a Parah for Kefal, you own the Parah. Good? You own it. You're a partner. You only own it for its Kefal. Oy the name, or Reb Chaim's second way is, the afi michirase kayemes, mekoma kaim, ikar chiyuva shal shleishim shekel shal evin, vikefel shal geneva hula habaylam hamoichrim. Really, the kefel goes to the balabas. Kivishem habaylam shal evin vabahem lachal mili. Really, when it comes time to pay kefel, the kefel goes to the owner. Rak zechus zeh sheyesh lebaylam ba'eved v'abehema l'shloshim shkolim v'kefel hu dekayna halakeach. All the lakeach gets is the zechus, not the guf ha'tree or the guf ha'behema. He gets the zechus.
It's still oil.
Has alpha davar shalay ba'al
ayin. No, he's saying it's still oil since he owns the tree.
Who owns the tree?
Balabas owns the tree.
Balabas owns the tree.
So how? And I have a zechus for something he owns. That's called oil.
I have a schus in his tree. So I don't own his tree. I have a schus in his tree.
I have a schus in something that's ba'olam. I don't have to own it. As long as it's someone's house, I have a schus in
someone's house. The kefil is not ba'olam. The tree is ba'olam. The package that's not delivered yet is not ba'olam. So I can't buy from you a package that's not delivered yet. But if I buy, yeah, but I'm talking about really what you want is the kefil, not the tree. So, Yehudi, you have to explain. Not everyone understands. Now, Reb Chaim is saying something along the lines of what you're saying.
Level element means it doesn't exist. But I'm here, the fact that it's in existence, I have a sense of something that's in existence, that's enough. It's called a...
The tree exists. The tree exists. I have a schus in the tree for its kefil, for its peiris, even though I don't own the tree. So it's a funny thing. I have a schus in the tree, but I don't own the tree. How does that work? The tree owes me something. It's like
why
a chayv. Because I had to make it ba'ilam somehow. The tree is ba'ilam. So it's a funny thing. I do a kinyan in this tree for the peiris which are going to grow. I can't do a kinyan in the house for peiris that are going to grow on the tree. I can't do a kinyan in the tree. So... So what, the tree owns the schus. It's as if the tree is a person. And the tree has a schus. And the tree is giving over the schus. That's what it means. No? Yeah, we're trying to make it better than Paris. The Paris Dekel, you didn't do a Kenyan in anything. He did a kinyan in the dekel. You did a kinyan on the dekel for the schus of the parents that are going
to
come. Well, you have Which is violent or is not violent? So then it's a problem. So then we don't
understand. No, so he has everything. He has all the rights for everything. He's just selling me this stuff that he has. He owns it, and it's Olam. He's just selling me those rights. It's Olam, he has everything. Everything's there. I'm just getting those rights. I think that he has, he's given it over rights.
What you're saying is like a license. Let's say I have a license to sell schnapps. So I can sell you the license. The license is by Olam. So even though it gives me a right to open a liquor store, it gives me a right to drive a taxi, to own a taxi. I could sell, I don't mean a driver's license that you can't sell, but a license, a government license, right? I could sell. So here, when I sell you the dekel of peyreisav, it's as if the dekel has this potential. What's loy balayim? The peyreis dekel loy balayim. So we're trying to make dekel of peyreisav somehow work without owning the guf hadekel. Because right, that's the whole Rambam. The Rambam, for some reason, is saying you don't own the Guf HaParah. So we're trying to figure out a way that you could do Dekel or Peirisev without only the Guf HaDekel. You could have Peiris Lekfeilo without only the Guf HaParah. Rab Chaim has a way here.
The owner, when he gets the Peiris, why does he get the Peiris?
Because he's on the tree. So he gets the Zerzakos. So he has the Schus. But that Schus, that Schus is Ba'ilam.
Why not?
The right is by Olam.
This guy, when I own the tree, I own the source. So now I'm just selling that source.
She's selling the source without selling the deco. She's selling the source without selling the deco. That's what comes out. That's her focus. Why does the kinyan have to be done on the deco? I assume. Well, you can do a kinyan on a house, so would that be
another tree? So it doesn't have to be that tree.
A different tree. You'd say you could do it on a different tree.
If it's not owning the tree, it's just a means to
get the parents, then... So that's why the schus has to belong to the tree somehow. The schus is... What? If I can't sell the schus, what kinyan do I do on the schus? I can't do, like Tyson said, you can't do kinyan kesef on the schus. What kinyan do I do on the schus? So the kinyan is on the dekel for the schus. So it has to be dafka this dekel on the schus? I can use a different dekel for the schus to this dekel. Someone has to be this dekel. You're helping more than when I walked in. I didn't understand the second side of Reb Chaim. So you have a schus, but it's not the physical dekel. It's a schus in the dekel.
I own the rights. So I'm selling the rights. Everything's bought. Everything works. Everything should. Everything's fine. I'm just selling that right.
Why is it now the rights are always sold?
What?
Rights are always sold.
Rights are always sold today in Akinami. That's people sell air rights. People sell all kinds of rights. Does that mean that Minatayr is such a Kenyan? It needs a Havana. This is apparently, this Mahalach is probably the Mahalach of Reb Chaim. Now, what we're going to talk about tomorrow, and I know today, Pshat Shir is always, once you lose one step of a chain, it's hard to follow. What we're going to do tomorrow and spend time trying to figure out, listen carefully to the question. The question which was brought up before is, let's say you give me, in January, you give me a parah to watch. And in February it gets stolen. February 1st it gets stolen. And March 1st it gets returned. Now the gizus v'vladis from January 1st, now I'm the shomer, I paid you and I'm getting the kefil, the whole thing in the Gemara. I'm just giving you dates. January it was given. Monday, it was, not Monday, February, it was stolen and paid for, and March, they caught the ganav. The shaila is, the gizos and vlades of January certainly go to, gizos of vlades certainly go to the original owner, because it was chutz megizos of vlades. January's zicha go to the original owner. After the ganav stole it, in February, Gizus and Vladis that came about in February, who do they go to? Who do they go to? To the Shaimer who paid for it, or to the original owner? Now this Shaila, the Maramokim, is the Magid Mishnah in Hilchi Shailo Pekadin. I think this is all in Perik Ches, Halacha Aleph, I think, or Halacha Beis. The Magid Mishnah there makes a diak in the Rambam. We're going to have to see how it stims with the Lashon HaGemara. If you learn the Magen Mishnah, don't take his word for it. See how it fits into Lashon HaGemara. And that we'll work on for tomorrow.